We talked about the issue we were closing. The ad sales people had done unusually well that month. Perhaps the spiraling cost of street drugs had forced them to spend more time in the office, and we realized we had more editorial material than space. I had a real-life feature I really thought should go in, a profile of a woman who was trying to get out of Baghdad, and Clarissa had a piece on a new kind of orgasm you could apparently only get with the boss. We talked about which of them we would run with. I was only half concentrating. I texted Andrew to see how he was doing. The flat screen at our end of the floor was showing BBC News 24 with the sound down. They were running a segment on the war. Smoke was rising above one of the countries involved. Don't ask me which. I'd lost track by that stage. The war was 4 years old. It had started in the same month my son was born, and they'd grown up together. At first, both of them were a huge shock and demanded constant attention. But as each year went by, they became more autonomous, and one could start to take one's eye off them for extended periods. Sometimes a particular event would cause me momentarily to look at one or other of them, my son or the war, with my full attention, and at times like these I would always think, "Gosh, haven't you grown?" I was interested in how this new kind of orgasm was meant to work. I looked up from the texting. "How come you can only have it with your boss?" "It's a forbidden fruit thing, isn't it? You get an extra frisson from breaking the office taboo, from hormones and neurotransmitters and so forth. You know, science." Have scientists actually proved this?" "Don't get empirical with me, Sarah. We're talking about a whole new realm of sexual pleasure. We're calling it the B-spot. B as in boss. See what we did there?"
"Ingenious."
"Thank you, darling. We do try."
I wept inwardly at the thought of women up and down the country being pleasured by middle managers in shiny-bottomed suits. On the flat screen, News 24 had panned from the Middle East to Africa. Different landscape, same column of thick black smoke. A pair of jaundiced eyes looking out with the same impassivity Andrew had shown just before I turned away to leave for work. The hairs on my arms went up again. I looked away and took the 3 steps to the window that gave out onto Commercial Street. I put my forehead against the glass, which is something I do when I'm trying to think.